This is Community Voices. I'm Sean Crawford, and today we sit down with the president of Lincoln Land Community College, Dr. Charlotte Warren, and thank you for being here with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You have that title for now, but the way I've understood it, not much longer. I guess you're going to be retiring next year. Is that correct?
There's a rumor. There's a rumor, yes, that at the end of this school year, June 26, that I'm going to finally pass the reins to someone else.
So what went into that decision?
Agony, a lot of agony. You've been somewhere for 20 years, and you have a lot invested, and you have people that you've invested in your time and trying to help grow and professionally, and you want to leave it in a really good place. And there's always one more project in life. In education, whatever we're doing, there's always one more grant or one more gift or one more opportunity. And I came to understand that if I was doing my job, that would never stop. So I just had to decide when I was going to stop doing my job.
Are you satisfied with where Lincoln Land Community College is at this point?
I am. I am. It's a great school. It's a school full of great people, faculty and staff who care deeply about what they do. And, you know, part of my job was just finding the right resources and organizing things and then getting out of people's way. And so those people will still be there doing those great things.
So let's talk a little about your background before we talk more about higher education. You came to Lincoln Land, I guess it's been 20 years ago, is that correct?
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
What did you do before then?
Oh, many, many things. I started out as a nurse, and so I've been in nursing. I taught nursing in Medical College of Virginia, Georgia State University, and in the four-year colleges decided that I really wanted to do something a little different, so started a psychotherapy practice of my own. I had partners and did that for a while, but really missed students. So had an opportunity to go to the community college in Atlanta where I was, and just totally fell in love with community colleges and the students and what we do. And from there, did different things in community colleges and then had the opportunity to come to Lincoln Land. Got a phone call one day and said, I'm not real sure where you are or who you are, but if you could give me a little time, I'd love to check into it and find out. At the time, I was also in the National Guard in Georgia, so I had a little, had to work all that out too.
Now, what did you do in the Guard?
Lots of different things. I was in there as a nurse, but I was also an inspector general. I was a commander of a medical evacuation battalion for a while. Mm. And at the end, I was deputy commander for the medical command for the state.
Mm. So when you came to Lincoln Land, I guess put it in some perspective of where it is today and what it was like when you took over.
20 years ago, there were a few challenges. They had been, you know, been without a president for a couple of years. They had had a number of interims while they were looking for a president. And in that time, sometimes things just kind of go into, quiet mode. You know, everybody puts their heads down and gets done what they need to do. But there was just so much opportunity there to walk in the door and be able to say, okay, let's get things moving again. Again, great, great people. Just needed some direction that was missing for a few years. And what I found, again, was that a group of people who cared deeply about the students, who cared deeply about the community, and really wanted to move forward.
When I look at higher education, really any education, over the past several decades or so, the one thing that stands out, of course, has been the pandemic. That was a challenge everywhere. It was a challenge on the UIS campus, I know. What was it like at Lincoln Land? How did the campus get through that?
Well, I have to take a deep breath. Actually, I had been in D.C. Doing something with the military that week. When I got home, just as I got home, they closed the doors of everything. Back at school, we were on spring break, and quickly gathered my cabinet. We made the decision to keep students away 1 week longer, do a really hefty train-up program for our faculty. Some were already doing online. We already had a large online program, but everyone now needed to be online. And I think one of the saddest days of my life was that Friday. We had made the decision. My cabinet and I had been on campus in a college closed that Friday night, and it was going to be closed for a while. And I pulled off campus. I was the only car on campus. And I look back, oof, still makes me teary. I look back and thought, this is what the end of the world is like. Mm-hmm. Like, no one's left here. And it was really overwhelming. And whoever thought they'd be running a college from their kitchen counter, mm-hmm. which is basically what happened for several months. But again, everyone rallied. We worked so hard. The meetings were almost 24 hours a day, trying to keep things moving and figuring every little piece out and making sure students were being taken care of and that faculty and staff were being taken care of. And how were we going to open back up again? And the rules were, you know, the rules were being made as we were, fast as you would make a decision, the rules would change again. So it was a challenge. It was a challenge.
You made it through that. What else do you see as major accomplishments during your time at Lincoln Land?
I think the major change was something that was happening all over the country, and it was one of the things that the board asked me to do when they hired me. And that was, we had always been a terrific transfer institution with a few workforce, a few healthcare programs thrown in. And they really wanted it to become a comprehensive community college, which has both the technical workforce side and the transfer side. And so that was my job when I got there, was to build all of that and to, you know, you just can't build one and forget the other. So you have to continue to have the care and feeding of the transfer side and harmony between all these other things that you're building. But we just about doubled our healthcare programs, I think, and workforce, well, we only had one or two, and there's bunches. It's not a real academic word, but bunches of them now that we're doing. So that's probably the biggest.
We're talking with Dr. Charlotte Warren. She's president of Lincoln Land Community College. She's announced she's going to be retiring next summer. So somebody that's been around education and higher education this long, I guess I have a couple of questions on this. And one would be your thoughts about higher education going forward. What do you see as its role?
Well, just looking at literature, reading from when I went to school in the dark ages, in all my colleges were in Virginia, and what education was like, it was an opportunity to explore, to learn. I came from a family with meager resources, and so it was expected for me that I was going to get a job. But for many of my friends that were there, it was for wandering, deciding, learning the world, critical thinking, the arts, which I got a taste of, which was great. But that has changed so drastically. And if you just, I don't know if you've read the Great Upheaval, Arthur Levine, which is really about the change of education over time, from the rich who, again, went to study the arts to the industrial age when they introduced science in universities, and that was scandalous, to today that we have workforce. The change is getting even greater, though, I think. It's part of what COVID and part of what our world of IT and AI and all that has done is reduced people's attention span to nanoseconds. And people are having a hard time overall just investing or making a decision that I'm going to give up 2 years or 4 years of my life or something. They want to work, need to work. They have other things they need to do. And so this move towards micro-credentials, stair-stepping curriculum with opportunities for on-ramps and off-ramps, you know, it's a world of lifelong learning. Shelf life of skills that you have for a job just are barely there. It used to be 10 years. Now it's, I'm not sure, 2 years. And so it's going to be a constant change and education for everyone in the workforce, and even if you're not in the workforce, to be able just to maneuver in this world. So I think our whole understanding of walk in a door, 4 years later, 6 years later, walk out, is going to be very different, very, very different.
And that seems to me to play into a positive for community colleges to some extent, the ability to do workforce training or continuing education in some instances. Is that how you see it?
Absolutely. It's community colleges are organized differently and have the ability to be a little more flexible and agile and create those changes as needed. And so we are constantly reevaluating the curriculum, changing the curriculum, bringing in businesses, talking to them about what the next thing is that they need, what skill that might be. And with technology, that certainly is changing rapidly. But we're also really pushing that and trying to make sure that in our transfer areas that even though you're studying math and English and history and those kinds of things, that there is some embedding of workforce skills. These days, people go to college to get a job. Sending them through 2 or 4 years without some of the workforce, whether you call them soft skills, whatever, that are there, is really doing them a disservice. So it's really transforming just about everything we do.
Now, I will tell you, I did go to community college to start. I had no money. I mean, so I was like going to a four-year school wasn't on my radar at that moment. And I really enjoyed it. I had professors or, you know, people who are brought in from the community in some cases to teach. I remember taking an accounting class, and it was an accountant from the town, and I thought he was great. And people who were really doing this work, you know, in the real world, if you want to call it that. One thing I did notice, though, is when I went to transfer to a four-year school, some of the credits I had accrued at the community college did not transfer with me, or there was a problem with some of that. Seems like that is being worked out a lot more these days, where if you go to community college, most everything, in many cases, all of it will transfer.
My answer from my bias will be it should all transfer. Our challenges come in, particularly in Illinois, in some states, when I was in Georgia, there's a core curriculum that it doesn't matter where you go, it's going to transfer. But in Illinois, we do have that common core for some classes, but it's not across the board. And so each individual college and faculty decide whether or not they're going to accept something, which makes it a challenge. Mm-hmm. If a faculty at one school decides that's not this level course or we want to teach this, then it's not accepted. And so it's a challenge for students. And students are becoming good consumers. We have agreements with multiple colleges because students want to go different places for different reasons, for different curriculum. And we work very closely with them on what they need to take. But we can't do that final step of convincing always a college that you really need to take these credits. For the most part, it happens. For the most part, they do, and we're in good shape. But there's still some blips, and it's not us. It's just statewide where, because we are separate systems and have different conversations, that there's a disconnect.
One of the places that community colleges have always had a real selling point has been in the cost, that it's cheaper to go to a community college, possibly get an associate's degree, and if you want to go on to a four-year school, then do that. Cost has been the big issue, it seems, in higher education at least the last several years. It's talked about a lot more people feeling it's not worth the money being spent to get a degree. What do you think about that, and what do you tell people when you hear that?
Well, for me, when I went to college in the dark ages, there weren't any community colleges where I was. And so 4 year was the only thing that I could go to. But it was very clear from my parents, who scrimped, and I had a job, and it had to be 4 year. It had to be in-state and a state school. Community colleges are really important for this. I say we run a gamut of students. We have students who may not quite be ready for college for a number of reasons. It may be academic. It may be they've come from a small town and don't want to walk in with 50,000 people. But we also have a large number of students who are top of their class, honor students, who aren't going to stop at 2 years. They're not going to stop at 4 years. They're probably going to get a PhD or an MD. The smartest thing they can do is to go to a community college and not go into debt. 88-89% of our students at Lincoln Land graduate with absolutely no debt, and of those that do, it's less than $10,000. If you're going to go on in your life, it's just, you make decisions for all kinds of reasons, but for a person to put a load of debt on their back, or for their families to mortgage their homes or to dip into their retirement, which they do, just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense when you can get a quality education. And our students, when they transfer, do as well as, if not better than, the students who started at the four-year schools.
Almost out of time here. I want to give you the last word, what you want to say. And here, as we've talked about, you're going to be retiring next summer. So you need a long time at Lincoln Land Community College.
Well, it's been a great run. It's been a hard decision to make. Because I love the people and I love what we do. And as I said before, there's always one more thing. So I just appreciate the opportunity that I had. And I know that Lincoln Land, with the people that I work with every day, is going to be left in great hands. And it's going to have a terrific future. And I'll enjoy sitting back and watching.
To hear more from the Community Voices team, visit nprillinois.org.